This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
It was a terrible weekend for the rugby community. The shock news that former Wallaby Dan Vickerman had passed away at just age 37. We've also, I think, seen in the media recently Grant Hackett having trouble adjusting to life outside the spotlight. And I think this raises the issue of how former sporting stars cope without their schedules, their coaches and their teammates. Garo Taui is a triple Olympian rower who knows firsthand how hard it can be to adjust to life after sport. And that's why he founded a group called Crossing the Line Sport, who help athletes better understand the mental health issues associated with transitioning to life after sport. They've got a big summit in Sydney this weekend. I caught up with Garoid and I asked him, what are the big issues that athletes face after sport?
It's a very complex range of issues, actually. It's not just one. I mean, in times past, it was sort of seen that getting a job was the only issue that people had, and that was kind of the main focus. But much more complicated than that, unfortunately. There's a lot of issues. Like, just take first of all, athletes have been, since they were very young, some of them from the age of 8, 9 years old, been doing sport to a high level every single day, and with that, brings, they get their happy drugs essentially every day, but dopamine that gives them, a really good sense of who they are, what they're doing, the focus, concentration. So, they're actually ahead of their peers a lot of the time through their teens and early 20s, athletes are, because they know what they're doing exactly, whereas a lot of their peers aren't in that space.
Yeah.
So then when the time comes to retire, of course, if people stop completely, then that hit of those happy feel-good chemicals are have stopped as well, and so the way that their mood is, the way they can regulate their mood, all that kind of stuff is changed.
For yourself, I mean, you're a triple Olympian. You obviously were devoted to your sport for a very long time. Did you have that experience yourself?
Yeah, I did, actually. Looking back, at the time, I had no idea what was happening, but, it's pretty obvious now exactly what was going on. I stopped training, and I kind of found it very easy to stop training, to be honest. I never thought that would happen, but it's been one of the things for my retirement that's kind of shocked me, that I got lazy very fast. Mm. Having that purpose to get up and train, for an Olympic Games, like, you don't even question it, whereas now it's like, I ask myself all the time why I'm doing it. So, So yeah, I did feel that pinch, actually. I kind of got a little bit down, and it kind of was down for a while, and sort of operating, I felt like I was operating at about 40%.
Yeah.
So I definitely found that, for sure.
And what did you learn through that process, if you look back now, about what would have made that transition more painless for you?
Oh, definitely being more aware that it would be tough, that it might be tough.
Yeah.
So I really had no idea. Nobody actually ever said to me, it's tough on the other side, just watch out for it, be ready. Because I was actually ready for it, I had a degree and all that kind of stuff. I had loads of outside interests. But I guess what I wasn't ready for really was that physical change. And then I wasn't ready for, that whole purpose and loss of purpose and passion, and actually realizing how my identity was very much tied into my sport.
Yeah, not surprising when you're achieving at that level.
You can kind of trick yourself or cheat yourself into thinking that you're not, like, that you are a very round and balanced human being, but in fact, I wasn't.
Yeah. So what kind of skills do athletes already have that could serve them well in the wider world and sort of aid with that transition?
Yeah, well, there's a multitude of them, really. I mean, there's the obvious ones, like focus, good work ethic. Yeah, timekeeping, that kind of stuff. I mean, like, stuff that people take for granted, but athletes, you are never late.
Yeah.
So, and then there's obviously leadership qualities with some of them, being good team players, all that kind of stuff. They do it naturally in the sporting environment, really naturally, and don't even realize they're being good leaders, And then, but all it takes then is a little bit of work to recognize those transferable skills and then to implement them in a new sphere.
Tell us about the upcoming Crossing the Line Summit. Are you going to be covering some of those issues about how to transition and, I guess, the emotional issues at this summit?
Yes, absolutely. So the summit, we're tackling four broad issues, really. I mean, there's so many issues, as I said earlier on, that like the four we're tackling in this particular summit are going to be, we're looking at the male side of things, so how males cope with being elite athletes and how they transition out. We have a female one equivalent, so we're going to hold the two up and see how they can learn from each other, because women seem to, as a whole, seem to transition much better than men. Mm. So we just have to see what's going on there. And then we have a career transition panel, which is again focused on the practical elements of making that career transition. And then we have an anti-doping panel as well, just to, you know, dig deeper and find out, you know, what is facing athletes in relation to that and what can be done in the future.
Before I let you go, I guess it's worth mentioning that, you know, for every champion who makes it big, there's a dozen more that, you know, suddenly have their career cut short by injury or a physical breakdown or something like that. Do you also talk about how to cope if, you know, after years of training, your sporting career just doesn't work out?
Absolutely. And, you know, even not after years of training, you could be a massive talent who's just about to make it big and explode onto the scene, and it could just be cut short. And I mean, there's thousands and thousands of people like that out there. Mm. And the thing about them is that they feel like they don't have an outlet, or they can't really admit to kind of feeling down about that even years later, you know. And that's what we found at our Dublin summit, that lots of people who had their injuries, careers cut short because of injury, they came to our summit and were just, they found it so releasing that they could actually feel the grief of losing their sporting careers and feel okay about that.